will be done. So let's go before the Father in prayer. Gracious, our Heavenly King, our Savior, our friend, our confidant, our all in all, our Rose of Sharon, we love you so much, Lord, and we thank you for another day to worship you, to praise you, to glorify you, to spread your name, to broadcast your love for us and your love for everyone. We thank you, Lord, for enabling us to get up this morning to start our day here in the virtual sanctuary, the TMC call with our family members. Father, we thank you so much for Dr. Vanessa, as we refer to as affectionately call our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we love to call Dr. Dimples and Dr. Super Fantastic. Father, we thank you for letting them know and for them hearing your voice and instructing them, oh God, in the way you would have them to go with this call. And we see the fruits of this call, Lord, because it has been going on strong for 5 years. Father, we ask you continue to bless them, enrich them, download your favor upon them, continue to be that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path, Lord, and whatever their hands touch, process, wherever their feet tread, they overtake it in the name of Jesus, because you've given them that authority and favor. Lord, we thank you so much for the word of God, for our voice piece for this morning, who will bring the word, Lord, that we know we need to hear. Father, a word that is not only going to teach us, instruct us, but is going to also empower, enhance, and enrich us as we go out there to be the ministers in the marketplace. Now, Father, let us check everything at the door that is not of you. Give us everything the weights, oh God. Check them at the door so that we can really partake of the word, so we can really hear what's being said, and so we can really go out there and bless somebody else with the word. Now, bless the speaker, Lord. But bless their family, bless their going out and coming in. And we bind Satan in Jesus' name because you have given us that authority to do so. Father, he is under our feet, he and all his little cohorts. So, Lord, we go boldly before you with this word, boldly proclaiming that this call is going to go forth with clarity because you've given us that authority. And we call it done. And we thank you for blessing each and every family member. You know exactly what they stand in need of, Lord, and we ask that you reach out and provide for that need, whatever it is. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor and glory. In your precious name, amen. Well, my TMC family, I love you. Go out and have a wonderful day as we touch others with the word of God. Host, are you there?
I am here, my dear big sister. Can you hear me?
That's my little sister. God bless you.
Good morning. Amen. I so love you. Good morning. God bless you. Well, good morning and good morning to you and you and you. Want to take this opportunity and thank you for dialing into the Master's Call this morning. And my name is Minister Ada Grace, and I hail from the great state of New York, New York City, Brooklyn, via Chicago. And I'm so delighted that you have taken the time out of your day to join us here on the Master's Call. If this is your first time joining us on the call, I'd like to take this opportunity and tell you a little bit about this wonderful call and ministry. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010 by two wonderful women of God. You just heard Minister Willa pray and share their names, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. It was founded on the foundational scripture for this call is found in the division of the 88th Psalm, verse 13, and I like to read that for you. It says, "But I cry to you for help, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you." And so as you heard Minister Willa pray in the beginning of this call, and when we close out this call, we will pray. And also, one of the things that we have been doing since the very inception of this call is taking your prayer requests and your praise reports every Friday. And so feel free to join us on Friday to share your prayer requests and prayer praise reports live. However, life happens, and sometimes you have a pressing or a situation going on in your life in which you need to release and have prayer warriors here at TMC pray for you. In that regard, if you've got something really going on and you need us to pray, we invite you to send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, we have a website for you, and the website is www.themasterscall.net. And if you feel led, if you feel like the Lord is stretching you and touching you in your heart and mind to join us on the Master's Call, well, we are a group of folks who love God, who loves his people, and we pray for artists, and we pray for one another. So, again, use our email to send that information that you're interested in joining us. Perhaps you like to greet like you heard Minister Willa do, or you like to host a call, which is what you're hearing me do. And or perhaps God has downloaded a special word for you to share with the masses. I ask you not to keep it to yourself. God has given you a word to give to others. And so use that email at info@themasterscall.net and let us know that you're interested in joining our team. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon will get back to you. Now, the common thread that brought most of us together here on the Master's Call is Artist Life International. And the Artist International Company was founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. Now, again, if this is your first time on the Master's Call and you're not familiar with what artist is or have no idea what I'm talking about, I do invite you to get back to the person that invited you to join us on this call. You can also join us immediately following this call on the new Morning Motivational Call. Now, that call was founded by our Platinum President, Ms. Dorothy Cook. However, Ms. Cook felt led to pass the baton on to a group of wonderful leaders who are doing a phenomenal job training us, educating us, inspiring us on that call. And the number for that call is 641-715-3865 with an access code of 539-598-POUND. Now, we're all so very excited. Oh, I do want to mention that our Vice President of Sales, Mr. Clement Boyd, will be on the new morning motivational call this morning, so you don't want to miss that. Now, we're all getting very excited about an upcoming exciting event, Artist Life Ignite. We are on fire. We are out changing people's lives every day, and we come together several times a year for Artist Conference. And I'm so excited. I've missed a few in the past, but Doug and I will be there, Lord willing, in Houston, Texas. I hope you will join us there. You don't want to miss this one. It's June 10th and 11th at Houston, Texas, in Houston, Texas. And you can go to events.artistlife.com to register. Mr. Clement Boyd has had two pre-recorded calls going on to help you introduce people to your business. And we have a sizzle call that is 701-801-3164, no code needed. And then we have a product business overview call. And that number is 641-715-3900. And it asks for an extension. And that would be 904-434-POUND. Well, it is time for us to hear what thus saith the Lord from the Word of God. And our mouthpiece with the message today is no stranger to the call. In fact, she is one of our co-founders of the Master's Call, and it is none other than Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. I'm going to read you just a brief part of her bio. It is very extensive because Dr. Vanessa has been working for the Lord, and she has an extensive bio. I invite you to go to our website to read all of her bio, but after a successful 12-year career as an industrial engineer in corporate America, Dr. Vanessa accepted her call into ministry. Dr. Vanessa then enrolled at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in January of 1990. That's all I'm going to read because she got a lot. Well, this is what I want to tell you about our mentor, our mother eagle. She is a woman of God. She is a person who pushes us. She's mentors. She teaches. She trains. She prays. She intercedes. And she has a prophetic mantle on her anointing. And so I'm going to get on out the way and let the woman of God come all the way to the front of the line to give us what thus saith the Lord. So it is my pleasure, delight, and honor to bring to you this morning none other than Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, have you made it to the line this morning, ma'am? Dr. Vanessa. Okay, I don't know if your phone is muted. Let's just give her a few moments.
Hello.
Okay, there you. Now I can hear you. Dr. Vanessa, the floor is yours. God bless you, woman of God.
All righty. Sorry about that. My other phone tried to go out, had to rush and get another one, but it's all good. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. And thank you so much, Minister Willa, as always, for greeting and seating with such a spirit of hospitality all of our TMC family as we join the Master's Call on this triumphant Tuesday. And thank you, Minister Ada Grace, for stepping up and being our host. I tell you, she works tirelessly on that awesome Amtrak, but whenever she has a free day, she's always willing to serve us. And I tell you, I am so grateful for that. So we love and appreciate each and every one of you. And as she said in her opening statements, you know, we're equal opportunity lenders. We're always looking for those who want to serve and be a part of our TMC family. So you're more than welcome to want to be a part. All righty. I have a word from the Lord today. I'm excited on this Tuesday to see so many awesome things happening in my own personal life, but also in the life of Artists International. And usually when we are being blessed, when God is blessing, you know, the old folks used to say, then the devil starts messing. But I tell you, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So briefly this morning, I want to talk about from the topic that for any of you all, I'd say over 40 years old, you've heard this statement said alive from Reverend Jesse Jackson when he coined this phrase back in the 60s and 70s, keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. And I want to talk this morning about keep hope alive and subtitle it with focused faith and a firm follow-through. Yeah, of course, you know, there's something we have to do. So when we keep hope alive, we want to do it with a focused faith and a firm follow-through. See, I know a lot of people, we all know a lot of people who, you know, are basically hopeful, but there's no strategy in place. There's no game plan. There's no putting our hands to the plow to do all we can do, and then we trust heaven to do what we cannot do. And that's how God has set it up, that there's always some things we must do. See, we can't get a harvest without planting the seed. You can't get to your destination without first starting. So we want to talk about when we need for us to keep hope alive, that still entails us staying focused, us staying faithful, and then being firm to follow through. So, you know, I always love acronyms, and they call me the acronym queen, but, you know, I've used other acronyms for the word hope, but one just dropped in my spirit this morning as I was preparing the word, and it said, having optimistic possibilities every day. Hope. having optimistic. See, we have possibilities. We have options, but they're not always God options. They're not always even good options. But these are optimistic. They have sunshine for us. They have a reward for us. Having optimistic possibilities every day. That's hope, keeping hope in our heart. Hope that tomorrow will be even better than today, and that I'll learn from my yesterdays to make even a greater today. So in times past when we've talked about hope, we've talked about knitting faith and love together, knitting faith and love together. Love has to have action, not just word, not just lip service, but to put some action with it and to season that and knit that with faith. That's how we get the hope to keep on keeping on, knitting faith and love together. See, in our lives, we have to remember every ending first had to have a beginning, starting at the Alpha and looking down the annals of faith to your Omega. Every success had before it a start. And then when you started, we had a process. And then that process has an outcome. And that outcome, we're believing God, will be of success and victory. You know, I've done a sermon in times past called Don't Let the Start Stop You. Because you can never get to the place called success if you never get started. And then some of us become holy haters when we see other people reach that place called success. And we had the same possibilities. We had the same opportunities. But we didn't take and walk through those open doors. So this morning, with hope in our heart, that's great to keep it alive. But we got to have the focused faith and then put our hands to the plow for a firm follow through. See, we all desire the victory, the success, but we all must be willing to go through the process. You know, I've often said, and I heard it years ago when I was in college, and I try to always sprinkle it in my message through the years. The only place success comes before work is in the dictionary. Let me say that again, because some of y'all may not have had your coffee, your collagen or your cappuccino or your weight loss coffee yet. The only place, and I mean only place, that success comes before work is in the dictionary. There's always something we have to do. God has set up that system that there's always something required of us. He'll pull back the veil, but we've got to still walk through into the opportunity. So with success, we have to be willing to go through the process. One of the major assignments of my ministry is to always, with Gathering of the Eagles ministry, was to massage your mind, mean to make you think, then minister to your heart, to ask God to deal with the convictions that he's planted from his words, then to encourage your expectation, to stop hanging with the turkeys and running scared like a chicken, but you're an eagle, and to speak to your spirit so that it challenges your character, that our character glorifies God, that our character is encompassed with that Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit. That's our character. Your character is when we talk about having love and joy and peace and faith and gentleness and temperance, all those nine gifts. See, everybody wants to run the 1 Corinthians 12 and tell you what your gifts are, but I'm looking at some fruit. Is your fruit healthy? Is your fruit juicy? Is it full of the character of Christ? Or is it puny and shriveled up and looking anemic, where the fruit folks like Dale DeMonte or Hunt, they don't want it? Because we got to constantly challenge our character when we have a choice to do the right thing, but it's not the easy thing. Do we say, Lord, help me have the strength to do the right thing? That's challenging our character, then constantly reminding us that there's a process to produce and perfect our purpose. Let me say that again. See, there's a process to perfect and produce our purpose. Everybody who was in Artists International was first an advisor. If you're looking at someone who's a manager to an executive vice president, we got those blue jackets to our platinum presidents and our royal platinum player president in NOE. Everybody had to go through a process. Nobody came in as an advisor and did nothing and became a platinum. And I'm often reminded us, that's why I love network marketing so much, and really it has the tenets of Christianity in it, that you cannot become or grow in network marketing without helping others. You can't get to the higher ranks unless you turn around and build others. When I hear a Christian say, oh, I love Jesus with all my heart, but Pastor V, I don't like people. Uh-oh. NASA, we have a problem. You can't love Jesus and serve Jesus without serving people, the saints and the eights. It's all a process that goes together. And all along the way, we must develop habits of hope. Remember, every seed has a process before it becomes a tree, before it becomes a fruit, before it becomes a harvest, before it becomes a completed project, before you have a graduation. Every seed had a process. See, keep hope alive. Again, with that focused faith and a firm follow-through. John 12, 24 through 25, with in the book of John, in that 12th chapter, verses 24 through 25, y'all, it's in the red. That means God said it, and that settles it, whether we believe it or not. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. I ought to say much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it into eternal life. What are we saying? We got to die to our agendas, our plans, and say, kingdom come of God, your will be done. There's always a process before there's a completion. Everyone must count the cost now before we begin. Let me say that one again. Everyone must count the cost before we begin. We must learn to strategize, then trust God. But within, we've got to begin. You know, I always talk about it. I do this workshop quite a bit lately. For years, when I first began ministering, after completing a seminary at Oral Roberts University, I did a workshop called It Costs to Be the Boss. Are you willing to go by Calvary? It costs to be the boss. It costs them something to become even that manager, that executive president, and definitely that platinum, to roll platinum. It cost us something. Are you willing to go by Calvary? See, the following passage in that Luke 14, 25 through 33 is about Christ teaching us about discipleship, being disciplined, having the follow-through. That's not cuss words. It's really good words that we have to have in our life. See, we know from history that when any exploration team lands on new shores, they first unload all of the food. They unload all the rations. They unload all the supplies. Then they burn up their ships so that there could be absolutely no turning back, having a mindset of a no matter what. We have to go forward and conquer our new territory. For some of you all right now, this message this morning is all about quit repeating what went wrong in the past. Quit repeating and rehearsing it, especially stop pouring into new people who come into the company all the wrong things of the past. Put it under the blood of Jesus. You grew, we all grew, we learned, we're better. Everyone on this line, especially the one speaking, has a little Halloween in our closet, has some skeletons of some stuff we did wrong, some poor decisions, some setbacks. But by the blood of Jesus, we keep on keeping on, and we keep hope alive. And we keep having a made-up mind. What does made-up mind mean? Keep hope alive. With a made-up mind means, even when it means holy haters seem to be all around you, keep hope alive with a made-up mind, even when it means family and loved ones turn against you. Keep hope alive with a made-up mind, even when it means as that minister in the marketplace. You often face rejection and disappointment. Keep hope alive with a made-up mind, even when others may leave artists. Bless them and let them go, because each of us have our reasons, and only God knows the length of our seasons. Bless them and just let them go. And in our conversation and actions, let it go. Keep hope alive with a made-up mind, no matter what, with focused faith and a firm follow-through. You're sold out to your Savior, and you will not quit. You and I will not give up. You and I will not give out. Keep hope alive, because God's promises do not lie or die. And our perseverance, our attitude, is determining our altitude. And as eagles, we will keep hope alive with a made-up mind. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Ada. Sorry I went a little over.
Amen, amen, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for that powerful word, focused faith and firm follow-through. Hope. Have an optimistic possibilities every day. Thank you, woman of God, and I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction, but let us go before the throne in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne truly, truly thankful and grateful that we have hope in our hearts, faith and love. We thank you for the woman of God today that poured into us this morning. Continue to pour back virtue into Dr. Vanessa. We continue to lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts. We call her heal and whole. We pray for all of those of you that are in a season of bereavement. We ask that your comfort, that God's comfort will surround you and comfort you during this time. Lord, we continue to lift up our country to you as a whole as we go through this election season. We ask, Father God, that we know that you hold the whole world in your hand, and whatever you permit, no one can dethrone you. So you are our God Almighty, and no one is more powerful than you. So we trust our next president to you and all the other things that are going on in this country. We submit it to you, Lord God, and we thank you for our Artists International worldwide family. So we ask all these things in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Well, I know I am going to want to listen to the playback, and you may do so also. You may also listen to the playback by dialing 712-432-1085 with the same access code 957-677#. Get ready. All roads are leading to Houston, Texas, June 10th and 11th. Go to events.artistlife.com to register you and your team. Be there in the place. We're looking forward to see you. Now we're going to head over to the new morning motivational call, where our vice president of sales, Mr. Clement Boyd himself, will be speaking about leadership. Are you a leader? You're going to want to be on that call, and you can do so by dialing 641-715-3865 with the access code of 539-598#. I want to take this opportunity and thank my big sister, Miss Willa Peterson, out of Tampa via Chicago, for greeting and seating all of us and opening us up with that powerful prayer. And thank you, woman of God, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Would you come on back and give us our closing benediction?
Thank you so much. And again, we so celebrate and appreciate the God in you and Minister Willa. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for heavenly hope, the hope that reminds us that we still have you and all of heaven backing us up. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And as we stay focused, as we stay faithful, and as we follow through what you've given us to do, we know already that we're victorious in you. So as we leave this call, thank you that the word has reminded us, inspired us, and encouraged us to keep on keeping on and to keep your godly hope alive. We just speak the blessings of God on each and every listener, and that as we leave this call, we never, ever deviate or separate from your presence, but we speak the favor, the blessings, the heavenly hope that just explodes out of our spirits and reminds us that we can do all things through you as we go throughout this day, pointing others to you because we are your ministers in the marketplace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a blessed day, ministers in the marketplace. And we look forward to hearing you on the Morning Motivational Call or back tomorrow on the Master's Call. Bye-bye.